WFXX. Once again,
the Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
It is time for a fantastic, a fabulous, a feeling fine Football Friday edition of Let's Talk, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and yep, it could be you. You could be right here on the radio, live,
wow,
in front of the entire world.
Well, the streaming thing, yeah, okay.
814-954-7266. If you want to get a message out to Guam this morning, 814-954-7266.
Actually,
good morning, Guam.
Is he in? I think that is Guam. Somebody we used to work with years ago. I think that's where he lives. He's on the radio in Guam.
There you go.
I think it's Guam. It's somewhere out in the Pacific.
It could be Guam.
When I heard from him a while back, I'm like, you're where? Where are you? Somewhere out in the Central Pacific. I'm like, seriously? Okay, wow, that's amazing. So, all right. Anyway, hey, we got a wide open show. It's an open line show. What do you think about sports? What do you think about news? What do you think about other things? You can try to be humorous.
What do you think about me?
What? Well, huh? You're good.
What do you think about that?
Okay, you're Mr. Wrestling here. You have a busy weekend, I think, don't you, Mr. Wrestling?
I do have a busy little weekend.
Well, with wrestling.
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty much all day Sunday. Well, busy with other stuff until then, but all yes, right. Sunday will be up in West Point and enjoying a lot of wrestling action. 20 Nittany Lions will be making the trip. We'll have more on sports coming up in the second segment of this morning's show. Also coming up in the third segment this morning, we will be talking with Gene Weller. The Toys for Tots campaign underway, and just a great opportunity to help make some families, some kiddos, Christmas a little extra special this year. So we'll be telling you more about that again coming up. Yeah, around 8:45 or thereabouts this morning.
Well, here's something you can do today.
Yeah?
All right.
What can I do today?
Our guy A.J. Roberts, there he is. He's at the Giants score on the Benner Pike outside Bellefonte, just off I-99. Today is the day. With our friends at the Benner Pike Giant, we are doing a food drive because it's coming up to that time. Thanksgiving, next week. Christmas, of course, a few weeks after that. We all know from the stories there are folks, some of our neighbors, not faraway people, some of our neighbors are really in need. Can we help them? Yes, we can. So we are doing a food drive today. It is now underway until 5 this afternoon at the Benner Pike Giant. Again, that's just off the I-99. The food drive today is going to benefit the Faith Center of Bellefonte, and they have a lot of folks to serve. So if you can help, that would be great. Non-perishable foods, you all know what they are. If you want to just do a monetary donation, that's perfectly fine. Everything is going to the Faith Center of Bellefonte. So if you're in Bellefonte, of course, up the road, essentially. If you're from State College, it's a few minutes up the road. It's not very far. And if you can help out, that would be tremendous. We're calling this our Week of Giving promotion. And so we're doing a number of things, actually, with the Giant there in Bellefonte. Also, the 64 Beer Store in Lamar, Jordan Firearms of Loganton, Fisher's Market in Milesburg, PAMP Printing and More Printing in Pleasant Gap, and also in conjunction with the Pennsylvania Lottery. And if you go, no, not if, when you go to the Giant there, Benner Pike today, you can sign up for a chance to win some prizes, you know, from some of those folks. So this is our Week of Giving promotion, and we would love to see you there. Again, we're going to be there all day. We're starting now. Look for AJ. He'll be, there's like a display out in front of the store, and just look for him, and you can, you know, pull up, walk up, whatever, give your stuff. That would be great. If you want to help out and you don't have stuff, hey, the Giant has lots of stuff. Okay. Walk in. All right. There we go. Just walk in. And so let's help out some of our neighbors absolutely in need this year. All right. Today until 5 o'clock at the Benner Pike Benner Pike Giant store. Again, literally right off of I-99. Very easy to get to. All right. Lots of things today. First off, for you moviegoers, oh boy, here we go. The new Wicked movie comes out today. It's called Wicked for Good. And as far as I know, this is it. In other words, it's for good. This is a sequel to the movie from, last year? I don't think there's another one after this. I don't think. I saw the original Wicked movie. It was good. You know, a lot of the songs from the Broadway show and so on. I'll be honest, I haven't delved into what this movie has, but I think it's supposed to eventually end up kind of swinging back to the original Wizard of Oz, you know, when Dorothy shows up and the whole nine yards, I think. All right, so we'll if you're into that sort of stuff, I expect this is probably going to be a good weekend for that movie. It's probably going to draw a lot of attention, so if you go, all right, go have a good time. Now, maybe you're going to the Penn State game tomorrow night.
Maybe.
All right, Penn State and Nebraska. Now, this is a night game, and, people tailgate. And sometimes they tailgate a little too much.
What?
All right.
As if there is such a thing.
I'm terribly sorry.
tailgating too much.
All right, let me see. I'm trying to find this story, and now I've lost it. Oh, shoot, where did it go? Hold on, wait a minute. I'm looking in the wrong place.
That's the tailgate gods telling you you have misspoken. There is no such thing as too much tailgating.
Well, okay. Some of you like to imbibe at a tailgate.
That
all
could
right.
be problematic.
And so I've got a story here from Popular Science. The headline, Three Common Alcohol Myths Debunked. All right. Now, have you ever heard any of these? I'll be honest, Scott, here. I have an occasional beer. I like cider, occasional cider. That's it. All right, so I'm not familiar with two of these three, okay? But these apparently are myths, according to science.
All right.
The first one, it says, the order of your drinks that you drink doesn't matter. I'm not familiar with this one. Apparently, according to the story I'm reading here, it says here, some people have the belief, beer before liquor, never been sicker. Have you heard that one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay. Beer before wine, you'll feel fine.
There you go.
Those are both myths. Okay? Not true. All right? And whoever came up with this stuff, there is no scientific research that backs up the claims for those two things. It really doesn't matter what order you drink your drink. Okay, now you've got to...
It depends on the person.
Really?
Some things go together. Maybe not so much. I understand what their point, I think, is, but, yeah.
You don't go for that one. All right.
Well, it depends, again. Some things go together better than others.
All right. So. Well, they claim it's a myth. Like, mm-hmm. No, it's not true. Here's number two. All right. Alcohol warms you up? No. The scientific evidence says no. That is not true. All right. Just because you get the warm feeling maybe after you put one or two down, it says, and they quote a scientist here, that feeling of warming is the feeling of heat leaving your body. So you're not actually getting warmer.
No.
Apparently, over time, it's actually the opposite. You're going to get colder. Okay.
What if it's a hottie toddy? Come on now.
And eventually that cools off, and then you cool
sure.
off. All right.
Well, that's why you got to keep them coming.
And then the third one.
Don't give it an opportunity to cool off.
This third one I've heard, all right, but apparently it's not true.
No.
It says here, coffee does not sober you up. So, in other words, you have a little too much to drink. And the idea is, well, if I put some coffee down, that'll negate all of that. No.
Well, my Irish coffee sure as heck isn't sobering me up. I can tell you that right now.
Well, okay. It doesn't quite...
I think that one I buy into.
It doesn't quite say that here in this story, but I guess I never quite thought of it that way. But apparently somebody did an experiment several years ago where they had people consume, and then they went and had some coffee. And then they put them in a driving simulator, you know, like a simulated car.
Uh-huh.
And apparently they didn't do very well, even after they had
the
coffee.
Well, the old hair of the dog would be my recommendation. But
so be careful, all right? These night games, you have a little more time to tailgate. And okay, let's move on.
And this season, they're giving you a few more reasons to imbibe. I'm just saying. So it could be a dangerous combination.
Have a good time, folks.
See.
All right, how about some good news?
I love good news.
How about some good news from the world of politics?
My favorite news.
Oh, boy.
Good political news.
Well, this is.
All
okay.
right. Let's do it.
Got this release from our local Congressman Glenn Thompson yesterday.
Yeah. I call him GT.
Okay. He was with us recently talking about a number of things. We mentioned his bill. Remember, he's the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee. His bill called the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. This is about getting whole milk back into schools. Whole milk, and I guess, 2% milk. In other words, not skim milk, which again, folks, that's white water, for goodness sakes. Ugh.
Might as well drink light beer, for crying out loud.
Whoa, not for kids. Okay, stop that. Some genius, a dozen years ago, whenever it was, pulled whole milk from school cafeterias, which, if you've heard this program, dumb. It's just really dumb. So the congressman has been big on this Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. It passed the U.S. Senate yesterday.
Now we're getting somewhere. It's about time.
The
actually.
Interesting part of this, it was a unanimous vote.
Not only that, I just read a story. They all voted in favor of it. Every single one of them.
How often does that happen? Only with the Epstein files, right? The other,
not even that was unanimous.
The other, well, there was one guy in the House.
Yep.
Well, this is the Senate. This passed the Senate unanimously. Now, I got a little confused first because, Mr. Thompson obviously is in the House, so I thought, okay, the House version is going to go first. Actually, the Senate version went first. And they voted unanimously. Now it's going to go over to the House, where it is expected that it will be passed, because this is not the first go-round for this bill. All right, the congressman tried this a couple of years ago, and it kind of got started, and then it kind of stalled. All right, didn't go anywhere. So it passed the House 2 years ago. Well, now they have to do it again. And I think everybody and their uncle expects it's going to pass the House. And if it does, then it would go to President Trump for his signature. And I can't imagine why he wouldn't sign it. It would become a law. And so that whole milk and I guess 2% milk can finally get back into school lunches. And again, the idea here is let the school, what do you call them? The school food people? All right. Let them make the decisions on the milk that gets put out there in the school cafeteria. That's not what happened whenever that was, a dozen or so years ago. And yes, I remember Michelle Obama was sort of involved with this one, where the government stepped in and said, nope, you can't do that milk. Nope. Which is ridiculous. How about we let the food professionals in the schools make the decision on that? So this still has to pass the House. It'll be really interesting if it's unanimous in the House, because it wasn't before. And, of course, if somebody votes against this, we'd like to know why are you voting against common sense legislation for something that never should have happened 12 years ago. Because of either misguided science or just, somebody who thinks they're smarter than everybody else or whatever. All right? We need to get this passed. Now, I don't have anything on a timing of the vote. Would it be today? Would it be next week? Would it be 2 weeks from now? I don't see that anywhere in here, but it appears good that the congressman's bill for whole milk is going to go all the way. Touchdown. Poof. So there we go. All right, yeah, the Epstein files. All right, yeah, they're going to be released. Oh, aren't you excited? Oh, I'm so excited. Now, we mentioned the, you know, a couple days ago, according to at least one story out there, 60,000 pages of material from this guy, Epstein. And, of course, they're going to start to release it. It passed Congress overwhelmingly, and Trump signed it, I believe, yesterday, finally. And the idea now is that the Justice Department has 30 days to release all the files. Now, one of the questions is, are they going to do it really fast? Now, it's interesting. Down in D.C., if you follow politics closely, Friday afternoons are a popular time to dump information. I guess the thinking is, going into a weekend, people aren't going to do much in a weekend, so people may not pay that much attention to this. We're going to dump it on a late Friday afternoon. Okay, we did what we said we would. Poof. Is that what they're going to do? Is this going to be more of a trickle? Like, okay, here's some. Okay, here's some more. Okay, here's some more. Nobody quite knows how that's going to work out, if it's one big dump or a little bit at a time. But by law, they have 30 days. Now, that would be almost Christmas. 30 days to release it all. Okay, great. And again, if you followed this at all, are you confused? I mean, months ago it was like, yes, we're going to release the files. Okay. And then later on, well, you know what? There's really nothing much in there, so we're not going to release them. Then other people, why aren't you released? You're hiding something. Rah, rah, rah. So finally, you know, Trump does his about face a few days ago. He tells, okay, go ahead and pass it. I'll sign it. We'll dump it. And it's like back, forth, back. Like, yes, no, yes, no. It's like, which one? I mean, come on. Again, the Biden administration had these files for 4 years and did nothing with them. So the inclination there is there really isn't much of anything there. Or, again, think right, left, Republican, Democrat. Maybe there's a lot of Democrat names in some of those files. All right. I know, you know, Trump has all the attention. I mean, pretty much all of it. Although, let's see, Larry Summers was a former official in the, I guess, the Clinton administration, former president of Harvard, this week announced, you know what, I'm going to kind of back off, and I just think I'm going to do my best to disappear. Gee, Larry, why? All right, come on, let's get some intrepid reporters digging. Well, when these files get released, I assume they're going to do some digging. Folks, 60,000 pages of files, there's probably a million names in there. Mr. Ironhead, is your name in these files?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Pretty confident. Seems unlikely.
But I bet there's going to be some people that, for what, again, Epstein was a big-time financier, rich guy, you know, but yeah, he was a sleaze, or way worse than a sleaze. Yeah. Dealt with a lot of people in his time. Now, we're talking, I don't know, 10 years ago, 15, 20, 25 years ago. Dealt with a lot of people, either in his business dealings or in his sleaze dealings. And so there's probably tons and tons of names in there. I remember this passed the House this week. There was one person from Louisiana who voted no. And, of course, everybody's like, why did you do that? I didn't jot down the guy's name. He did it because his fear is that there are probably lots of innocent people in those files. They're named. I don't know, they had business dealings with Epstein or something, and they're named, and as soon as people see their names in these files, oh, you're guilty! No, they just happen to be named in there for whatever reason. Again, folks on a certain political side desperate to pin something on Donald Trump. Now, Trump is mentioned in these files a lot. Why? Epstein was a financier. Trump was a real estate developer. They were friends in New York. Okay? And essentially, as far as I know, unless there's some smoking gun we find, that's as far as it went. Now, he's mentioned in the files, I think I saw some story, like 1,000 times he's in these files someplace. Okay, does that automatically make him guilty? Or was he doing business deals with a financier? So as reporters dig into these files, the idea is there needs to be what? There needs to be some context here. All right. Did they actually do something bad, or were they just doing business dealings with this guy? Because that's what they did back in those days. You had business deal. Guy was a financier. They had business deals with this dude. So we've got to be careful here a little bit. Again, I think there are some reporters that they're just drooling, like, oh, give me the files, give me the files, give me the files. And some of these media outlets, being who they are, the idea is, who can we gotcha? All right. They're all looking for gotchas. Well, okay, how about we look for truth instead? That would be boring. How about we look for truth instead and not the gotchas? But folks, I'm telling you, get ready. Again, if they do this in one big dump, like this afternoon, or if they do this in sort of a trickle over the next 30 days, watch for those media outlets, and it'll be pretty obvious. They're looking for gotchas. Gotcha! All right, they've been trying to do the gotcha with Trump on this one for a while now, and it hasn't worked. But there, again, 60,000 pages. How many names are in there? Tons and tons and tons. So how about we get the truth and not the gotcha? Huh. Okay, don't hold your breath with some of these media outlets. We'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a break right here. We come back. We got a big sports weekend coming up. Very interesting things. More predictions. The next Penn State football coach will be... Okay, whatever. All right, we might chat on some of that. Newsy stuff, we'll touch on that as well. Of course, we'll take your calls, so get ready with your phones. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We are going out big this week. Here we go.
Yeah.
But first, we'll be right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
It's time for another live-action broadcast. Here's A.J. Roberts.
It's A.J. Roberts, and we are at the Giant location on the Benner Pike here in Belfont, just right off of I-99. Stop on by. We're going to be here all throughout the day and collecting non-perishable canned goods to help the Faith Center in downtown Belfont. Faith Center is one of the participants helping folks in the Belfont area with food items during our kickoff of the Week of Giving here this week. Stop on by. We've got our big watermelon crate here, courtesy of Giant, and we are collecting the food items to help out with our friends at the Faith Center here in Belfont. Stop on by. We're going to be here till 5 o'clock today. You can also get signed up to win one of our great prizes that we're going to be giving away today. I'm A.J. Roberts. We're on location with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
The Fox Sports Weekend
is your Sunday home for the National Football League, all of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Fox Sports.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub, right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
We are back, baby, on a feeling fine football Friday edition of Let's Talk. This is the time of the morning where we normally take a check of sports, and we decided to try to be somewhat normal today, so we're going to take a check of sports is what we're going to do. Penn State football team tomorrow looking to close out its home schedule against Nebraska. The game at Beaver Stadium will kick off at 7 p.m. The Nittany Lions need a victory in the senior night contest and another in the season finale at Rutgers a week from tomorrow to become bowl eligible. Penn State is 4-6 on the season, while the Cornhuskers come in at 7-3. In other Big Ten games on Saturday, there will be a big one in Oregon as the 7th-ranked Ducks host 15th-ranked USC. Top-ranked Ohio State will be home with Rutgers. 2nd-ranked Indiana has a bye week. It'll be Minnesota at Northwestern. Iowa entertaining Michigan State. Michigan traveling to Maryland. Illinois will be at Wisconsin. And UCLA will host Washington late Saturday night. That game will kick off at 10:30 Eastern time. Ooh. Don't know that I'm going to make it to the end of that one.
No,
just
I don't
saying.
Think so, no.
Some other games of note this weekend. Florida State will be at North Carolina State tonight. Tomorrow, it'll be Oklahoma hosting Missouri. Eli Drinkwitz, maybe the next head coach of the Nittany Lions.
We'll see.
Leading the Tigers. No. Virginia Tech will be home with Miami. James Franklin is going to be coaching Virginia Tech next season. Syracuse will be at Notre Dame. Marcus Freeman might be the next head coach at Penn State.
Kentucky
visits Vanderbilt. Texas is home against Arkansas. Pitt is at Georgia Tech. Tennessee will be at Florida. BYU is at Cincinnati. And Stanford will host California. That's a big game.
That's a big game
for those two schools.
For them, yes.
It's what I like to call a rivalry game.
There we go, yeah.
Penn State women's soccer, doggone it, gave up a goal in each half last night, and Penn State falls at 7th-ranked Virginia in Charlottesville in the second round of the NCAA tournament. 2-0 your final. The Cavaliers out shooting the Nittany Lions 21-13 in the game. Penn State concludes the season with a record of 10-8-3, Virginia will now advance to the Sweet 16 and will host Washington on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. My understanding is the winner of that game will go on to the Elite Eight.
Okay.
And then if you win in that next round, my understanding is you're in the Final Four.
Basic math, yes.
And you win more games, and my understanding is you're the national champion.
Your understanding is right on.
I'm pretty good at starting to pick this stuff up. Been spending a lot of time studying it. It's paying off big here on a Friday morning.
Yeah.
Penn State Swimming and Diving wrapping up day three at the Ohio State Invitational yesterday. That would be in Columbus, Ohio. Did a little research. That's where Ohio State
Thank
is.
You, yes.
Mariano Lazzarini won the 200 breaststroke. You know, he's having himself a season. I don't know if you've noticed this, but he won the 200 breaststroke and set the school record with a time of 1 minute 50.93 seconds. The 400 men's medley relay team also set a new Penn State record and finished 14th overall in the race. On the women's side, Audrey Cohn added a 9th place finish in the 200 breaststroke. Also, Charlize Beniquez was 12th in the women's platform diving, while Alex Wadehouse led Penn State with a 19th place finish in the men's 3-meter dive. That competition we'll wrap up today in Columbus. The Penn State men's hockey team will visit Minnesota in games tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. This will wrap up the schedule for the first half of the season. Penn State will not play again until after the new year, after these two games at Minnesota. The Nittany Lions are ranked 5th in the coaches' rankings, 10-4 overall, 3-3 in Big Ten games. Minnesota comes in at 5-8-1 on the season, 2-2 in Big Ten contests. The state college football team will go up against Pittsburgh Central Catholic tonight in a PIAA 6A quarterfinal game. The Little Lions are 10-2 on the season. The Vikings are rolling. They've won 11 straight and are now 11-1 on the season. Central Catholic is substantially favored in tonight's contest. That game will kick off at Altoona's Mansion Park at 7 p.m. The Penn State women's hockey team will be on the road for games against RIT this weekend in Rochester, New York. The Nittany Lions are 14-0 on the season. The Tigers come in at 8-8. Penn State right now leads the country in both scoring offense and scoring defense.
Ooh.
That's a pretty good combination to get a lot of wins.
That's
which
good.
Is, you know, why Penn State has a lot of wins. Tonight's game will get underway at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow's faceoff will be at 3 p.m. Also, the Penn State women's volleyball team is back in action tonight, hosting Michigan State. Nittany Lions are ranked 24th in the latest coaches poll. The game tonight will get underway at 7 o'clock, and Penn State will also be home with Maryland on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Penn State is 15-11 on the season, 9-7 in Big Ten matches. Michigan State is 18-8 overall, 8-8 in the conference, and then Maryland comes in on Sunday at 8-18 overall this season, just 1-15 in Big Ten matches so far this season. Penn State wrestling team will be traveling to West Point for the Army Black Knight Invitational on Sunday. The Nittany Lions off to a 1-0 start in the dual season. This will be the only team tournament format for the Nittany Lions until the postseason, which Penn State, by the way, will be hosting the Big Ten Championships at the Bryce Jordan Center in March. Action on Sunday will get underway at 10 a.m. Penn State taking a 20-man contingent with them to West Point. The beloved Pittsburgh Penguins back in action at home tonight against the Minnesota Wild. Penguins will also be home tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against the Kraken. It's just something fun about
saying. What a strange name. Yeah.
The Kraken.
Okay.
I like it. Philadelphia Flyers got a 3-2 win over the St. Louis Blues last night as Philly improves to 10-6-3 on the season. Flyers will also be home with the Devils tomorrow. think I'm actually rooting for the Flyers in that one. Don't like either team. Don't like either organization even a little bit. But I actually think I'm...
New Jersey's top of the ladder right now.
Yeah, I just don't care for them. And, yeah, also there's that. They're at the top. Travis Sanheim, by the way, scoring the game winner in overtime for the Flyers last night. Sanheim scored 109 into the extra period to lift the Flyers to the big victory last night. Flyers rallied... over the course of the last week, they've rallied from deficits of 1-0, 3-1, and 5-3, which is pretty good stuff.
That's pretty good.
That's, you gotta give it to them. Job well done is what I would ultimately assess their performance.
Okay, at. Sure.
76ers needed overtime, but they beat the Milwaukee Bucks 123-114 last night, and it was Tyrese Maxey again leading the way. Not surprising, he's been the leading scorer in most of the games for Philadelphia this season. But I mean, he really led them last night. 54 points for Tyrese Maxey as the Sixers win it in overtime. Pittsburgh Steelers getting ready for their game at the Chicago Bears. The question is, will Aaron Rodgers play? And the answer is, we can tell you definitively this morning, yeah, maybe.
I was going to say, what's the answer?
We'll see. He did practice a little bit, very limited yesterday, but he did practice. So... maybe. Again, I'm rooting for, let's just have him available. Yes. Again, if Rudolph goes down, maybe put him in there, but see if he can get by this one without him would be my strong preference. But we'll see. They're still working. He's lobbying to make a go of it. And a big one in the NFC East on Sunday as the Philadelphia Eagles will visit the Dallas Cowboys. That'll be a 4:25 kickoff on Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
Rooting for the Eagles in that one. Twice a year, I like to root for the Eagles wholeheartedly.
Just twice a year. Okay.
Pretty much, that's it. Well, that's if they play the Steelers a third time. But pretty much, that's what you get. But this would be one of those times. Go Birds! I like to say.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
When they take on the Cowboys and when they take on the Cowboys only. Just saying.
Okay.
Last night, the Houston Texans upset the Buffalo Bills. Why did you upset them? No reason to make people angry.
Folks in Buffalo are upset.
That is a fact. 23-19. It's been kind of a roller coaster ride for the Bills. Yeah. It's like, ooh, man, they look really good. Maybe Super Bowl champion. Oh, they look lousy. I don't know if they're a playoff team, and they might not be a playoff team. How about the Bills and the Chiefs, both in danger of not making the playoffs in the AFC this season?
Very interesting, yeah.
Very, very weird. Josh Allen was sacked 8 times last night.
Really?
Wow. Texans win at 23-19. 3-game winning streak now for the Texans as they go above the 500 mark at 6-5 for the first time this season. So take that, rest of the league.
Okay.
I actually like their all red uniforms last night.
Too. Really?
Yeah,
I didn't watch the game.
It looked, they looked spiffy. And all kinds of rumors out there on the coaching front, not just with Penn State. I saw a report last night that LSU, it is being reported that Ed Orgeron could come back as an assistant to Lane Kiffin at LSU if Kiffin gets that LSU gig. I I have no idea. There's a lot of fascinating things yes. being floated around. Again, both the Penn State job or all of the open jobs, including the Penn State job, would be the way I should properly phrase that. But there's a lot going on out there. I'll just leave it at that. Busy weekend coming up in the sports world. Good luck to all of the Penn State teams, to State High football, and to all of you, our listeners' favorite teams, unless your favorite teams include the Cowboys. Then I hope your teams suck this weekend.
Ouch. Okay.
Sorry.
Yikes.
Sorry, but that's what you get for choosing the wrong team.
All right. A few things here.
Yeah.
I was really hoping that Penn State men's hockey would be on the Big Ten Network tonight. They will not be.
No.
There is wrestling. Pitt at Iowa tonight. What do you think happens in that one? Pitt at Iowa.
I think a lot of points for Iowa and not as many for Pitt. My bold prediction.
So you pick Iowa to win.
Okay. To win pretty convincingly.
Okay.
And when I say pretty, I mean very.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Now, this was announced, I guess, yesterday. Izzy Stark is leaving Penn State.
Yeah.
Penn State women's volleyball star last year, national championship, national freshman of the year. And then either something happened or something was happening. She hasn't played this season. And she announced she's going to use the transfer portal. I guess at some point I'd like to know why. I mean, we followed her last year. She was great. And then something happened. So she announced she's going into the portal and is going to try another school. So she put a nice thing out on social media yesterday. Okay, we're going to miss her. She was quite a player. She was quite a player. We have a call there?
We do.
All right, let's go.
All right. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, my favorite morning show. And my favorite
well, good
rhino.
Morning.
And my favorite rhino, Scott.
Okay, you're going to talk sports with us?
No.
Well, this is a sports segment.
Yeah,
anyway.
Second
right,
segment.
This is the sports segment.
The sports segment. But we appreciate.
Give us a try after 9 o'clock.
Hour is
okay.
Open phone.
After 9 o'clock, give us a whirl. All right, there we go. All right, real quick.
Yeah.
Football game, big one tomorrow night. La la la. For people that follow this stuff, and I follow it a little bit. The point spread on this one is down. Pence, now I'm going by ESPN stuff. There's a bunch of these floating around out there. Penn State was a 9.5-point favorite. Now this morning, apparently, they're a 7.5-point favorite. That's interesting. I don't know. A lot of money coming in on Nebraska, I guess. All right, that's normally what kind of affects that sort of stuff. So keep an eye on that. Again, on social media especially, so many people, here's the football next football coach, rah, 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 rah. All right, and this alleged expert, and this alleged expert, and this alleged expert. And some of these folks are doing, I think off the top of their head, some of these folks are reaching out to, like, some of these betting services. This one called Kalshi is pretty well known. Although, until this, I never really investigated Kalshi. I looked it up, like, for the first time, like, what is this Kalshi? And yes, they take bets literally on anything, all right, not just sportsy stuff. So I pulled this up just this morning, and so they've got one right now, the next U.S. presidential election winner. They're already taking bets on this. This is 2028. They're taking bets. Well, right now, apparently, J.D. Vance is out in front, according to these people.
Huh.
Gavin Newsom is second.
Oof.
Very interesting, all right? Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year? All right, they're taking bets on this. You want to take a guess who's number one on their list?
It's obviously got to be the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No.
Huh?
No, it's not them.
What?
No. Terribly
I
shocked.
I am stunned.
No, it's not them.
I am shocked.
Now, apparently, it's, according to these folks, just barely, it's the Eagles.
I would think.
Followed by, okay, ooh. Think, followed by, and it's pretty close, followed, and this is betting stuff, okay? That's all this is, betting stuff.
The Patriots?
No, not the Patriots.
Okay.
Team that's been playing really well.
That makes me feel better. That it's not the Patriots. Not the Broncos.
No.
Not an AFC team.
No, this is an NFC team. Da 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 dee dee. Don't cheat. Da da dee.
The Rams.
It's the Los Angeles Rams.
Yep.
There we go. According to these folks. So all right, whatever. But again, you know, they're following. Who's it going to be? Well, Eli Drinkwitz from Missouri. He's still at the top of the
betting,
list.
Yep, betting favorite.
Kalen DeBoer from Alabama is coming up the charts.
Because, rising with a bullet.
Because
here comes DeBoer.
I saw, you know, a couple of blurbs on social media. He's not happy at Alabama. It's too crazy down there. Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Yeah, get away from those crazy fans.
And come on up here.
Get to a place where they appreciate and win.
All right. Then on the, now, again, this is betting people, all right? Then it's Brent Key is third. Bob Chesney from James Madison fourth.
You wouldn't believe the odds I'm getting on Kenny Chesney. If Kenny Chesney is named the next head coach, I am retiring, baby.
Okay, there we go.
Billions of dollars rolling my way. Right.
Brian Hartline from Ohio State is fifth. Then comes Matt Campbell. Then comes Pat Fitzgerald. Now, Matt Rhule is still on this list.
Yep.
Why is he on the list? Take him off the list, all right? Now, of course, Terry Smith is not on the list. He should be. He really should be. So when I see that, I'm like, okay, these betting things. And there's at least one story floating around out there. There's this thing about this new Big Ten agreement and money and private capital and TV rights and all this sort of stuff that's supposed to bring in, I don't know, a couple of $1 billion to schools and so on and so forth. Not everybody's in agreement with this one. Michigan isn't in agreement. USC has a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe Ohio State has some questions. I haven't heard that Penn State has questions. Maybe they do. But there's a Sports Illustrated story, that says maybe Michigan is really not a fan of this. They are actually thinking, somebody in Ann Arbor, about going independent with football. They want to follow the Notre Dame model. Apparently, if I read this right, just with football.
There you go.
Now, Notre Dame is Notre Dame. All right? They're still extremely unique. Could Michigan pull that off and go independent and still make lots of money and be popular outside the state of Michigan? Notre Dame is popular everywhere. There's Notre Dame fans everywhere. All right? Michigan independent? Before we take a break, Mr. Ironhead, I read that story and I looked at, you know, skimmed the story and I'm thinking, seriously? Somebody in Ann Arbor is really considering this?
I just don't know if the Big Ten, why would the Big Ten say, yep, go ahead and do that, and yes, we want to keep you and keep giving you money for all of the other sports. That's the part that
Notre Dame
doesn't make
Notre Dame football is independent. Now, all their other sports are tied in with somebody. What is it, ACC or whatever?
Yeah.
They're tied in with somebody.
Most sports.
Notre Dame.
Hockey, it's the Big Ten.
Notre Dame football is and apparently always will be independent. As long as they can pull the numbers, they get NBC, the Notre Dame Broadcasting Company, as long as they keep making that deal with NBC, they'll stay independent. Apparently somebody at Michigan thinks they can do it too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't see this flying. I'm trying to think of all the different teams from all the different places going independent. No,
yeah.
Notre Dame can do it because they're Notre Dame. Michigan, I'm not seeing it. But there's a Sports Illustrated story claims they're thinking about it. Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
So
I think at the end of the day, we would all agree, really, Notre Dame and you know, obviously, you would throw in there Wisconsin would be the city schools. Penn State, by the way, Lady Lion basketball will be at the Battle for Atlantis tournament in the Bahamas, and we'll take on Princeton tomorrow at 1:30 in the opening round, and then we'll take on either San Diego State or Eastern Maryland Shore in either the championship game or the third place game, depending, you know, on how everything shakes out tomorrow.
Our flight leaves at noon.
Yes, indeed. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be our pleasure to provide coverage of the Lady Lions for you this weekend. Yes. Multiple reports from the Bahamas, if you know we have our way. For some reason, management is not getting back to me as quickly as I was hoping.
I've been waiting for a return text or something.
Gene Weller, Toys for Tots, rolls your way next on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
It's time for another live-action broadcast. Here's A.J. Roberts.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, as we are on location at the Giant grocery store here in Bellefonte. Manager Kevin Benage and his entire staff have opened up their store here to allow you to stop by and get some non-perishable food items to drop off to help make a difference for the Faith Center here in Bellefonte. You can either get a non-perishable food item, put it in the watermelon crate that's outside here, or you can also make a monetary donation, or you can drop off a gift card that would go to the Faith Center here in Bellefonte, where they will take those donations and utilize them to the best way possible to help our neighbors. We could give it going on now till 5 o'clock today with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Join Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox as we kick off our week of giving on Friday, November 21st at the Bellefonte Giant Grocery Store on the Benner Pike. We will be collecting non-perishable food items and monetary donations that day for the Faith Center. Just another great way to help your neighbor. During November, The Fox will be asking you to stop in and sign up for our annual Remington 700 rifle giveaway from Jordan Firearms during our week of giving with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Let's talk here on a Friday morning. Jeff Byers got Geezy with you, and Gene Weller, Toys for Tots, joining us in studio. It is that time of the year once again. Gene, as always, we appreciate your taking the time. Good to see you.
Thank you.
For folks that don't know, maybe we have folks that are new to the area. It's Toys for Tots. Hard to imagine, but maybe there's somebody out there that I don't know what these guys are talking about. Give us a little bit of the background of the Toys for Tots.
Well, Toys for Tots started with one Raggedy Ann doll in 1947 in Los Angeles. A Marine Reserve major, his wife made that doll and asked her husband to find a home for it. Well, 1947, just after the war, there were plenty of orphans that were out there and realized there was no mechanism to try to reach and provide some toys for these needy children. That reserve unit that year collected 5,000 toys. Well, that Marine Reserve major, that he happened for his full-time job to be a VP of some company, Warner Brothers.
I remember hearing
somebody named Walt Disney, who created the Toys for Tots train logo on a napkin.
No kidding.
Yes. So since then, well, actually 1948, the Commandant of the Marine Corps said that Toys for Tots at reserve units across the country, it was not an option. And so that's where it really began. We started our campaign here in Center County in 1987. The Marine Corps created a foundation to oversee all this in 1990. And around 91, there were around 180 reserve units and about 67 others of us. Now we're down to about 130 reserve units, but the total count of campaigns is about 874 at last count.
Man, that's very impressive. It is obviously a passion of yours, or you wouldn't have stayed involved
39 years.
As long as you have. Is that what it is, 39?
Well, it is the 39th campaign.
Wow. Why does it hold meaning to you? It means a lot to you.
Well, initially I was a reserve officer when we had a Marine Air Group in Willow Grove, which was 200 miles away from here. So it being a reserve function, felt a need to be involved. But again, I couldn't really drive 200 miles to be able to participate because you didn't do it on drill weekends. So I managed to borrow some letterhead and some posters, and the Marine Corps League said, yeah, we'll help you here as long as you become a member. So I became a member of the Marine Corps League at that time. But it is something that, I mean, gee, if you want to be involved in a charity, what's better than trying to get toys for needy children during the Christmas holidays under the auspices of the United States Marine Corps? But it really does become something that becomes part of your life. We have so many folks that they look forward to doing this every year. We have people, we just had our kickoff breakfast on Monday. There were a couple of folks there that have been there for 20 years coming to our kickoff breakfast.
Let's go over the different ways people can get involved and what exactly they can drop off here when it comes to the toys, what you're looking for.
Well, we have about 250 collection points throughout Center County, another 30 in Mifflin County. They can drop off a new and unwrapped toy. The other thing is that the boxes should all have a QR code on it, that monetary donations are also very important. That we here in Center County have used the food pantries to identify those in need. They give me a list by age and gender. We don't see names or addresses, and basically we're filling those orders. And last year was not atypical. It was a little over 50% of the children they identified were age 10 and above. So it's not always toys that are necessary. And so we use those monetary donations. We have access to over a dozen wholesalers, and we're able to buy things like jewelry, health and beauty items, curling irons, sports equipment, sleeping bags, fishing rods, I mean, a variety of things, than earbuds and headphones that would be more appropriate for those older age kids. And so those monetary donations, they go to the Toys for Tots Foundation, but when they go through that QR code or directly to our Center County campaign, they're held in a subaccount for our use here.
We've had several folks from the food banks in over the last couple of years that we've been back on the air here, and the demand there is clearly going up. Same with the need for toys. The list that you're getting, are they rising here or holding about steady?
I can't answer that yet. But again, the food pantries are those that identify them, and yes, they are indicating that there is greater need, which raises one other point. It was probably about 15, 18 years ago, then Bob Ott, the adult services director for the county and oversees or the food pantries, wanted to meet with my wife and I at my office and said, hey, is there a way, since the food pantries are so actively involved, that you can collect food? And my wife kicked me under my desk and says, yes, we can. So what happens to any food that would be left with the toys, we'll pick them up. And our emphasis is then to go and get them out to the outlying food pantries. The State College Food Bank has historically said, hey, we're in better shape than Snowshoe, Mountain, Phillipsburg, yep. Penns Valley, Howard, et cetera. So we will then go and take that food that we get. If 15% of the children are from Center Hall, then we'll pass on about 15% of the food to with the toys to Center Hall. The fire companies come and pick up the toys and then the food and take them to the representative food pantry.
Again, toys of any kind are welcome, but greater need for the 10 and above if you can find that age range with supplies, gifts that would be appropriate.
Yeah, and so it's not just quote-unquote toys. Yeah.
And the monetary donations, okay to drop those off at the drop points for the Toys for Tots?
I wouldn't recommend it either,
but I wanted to have you. So where should they send if they're looking to make a monetary donation? How should they go about that?
Well, I mean, the best thing would be to go to the Toys for Tots website. If you just go to Toys for Tots and make a donation, then it's national. But if you do go and either drop down to Pennsylvania and then Center County, that will go to us locally. Or if you go to lamont-pa.toysfortots.org, and again, why is it Lamont? That the Marine Corps started the foundation in 1990. We've been doing it since 1987. When they created the foundation, the Marine Corps League, we happen to have a P.O. box in Lamont. So lamont-pa.toysfortots.org.
There you have it.
That's a long address, but a good address.
It is a great address.
All right, now, Gene, my hearing is not the best, Gene. It just isn't for various reasons. How many drop-off points do you have in Center County?
There are right now around 250, and that does not include companies that are collecting just within their own ranks. They're not really open to the public.
Huh. Gene, I'm stunned by that number. 250, that's a ton.
You know, there may be some people that are interested in helping provide toys for needy children during the holidays under the auspices of the Marine Corps.
I was going to say, okay, follow up. How many people are involved here? You obviously are. How many people?
Well, we've got a cadre of about 20, 25 folks that, you know, between some of the Marine Corps leaguers, that they will go out to certain locations and drop off boxes and posters. But like many veterans organizations, we're losing folks faster than we're gaining them. So new locations, I ask, can you pick up a box and poster? We have them pre-positioned in three locations and the toys and any food you have, can you take them to the Penn State or where we process them? Which we'll be doing that starting December 13th. So the Penn Stater, since 1997, has donated a space that we can invite the public to come out and help us wrap. And at this point, we already have filled the list, if you will, for the Saturday. We always have a special session for youth groups and scout troops, then open to the public. We still have some slots for Sunday afternoon. And if weather cooperates and people are able to get out, we'll have that pretty well done by the afternoon, Sunday afternoon, except for final cleanup, inventorying and getting it ready for the final move out, which then on December 17th at 6 p.m., we could use about 150 people to do a bucket brigade, move the stuff out of the rooms, across the corridor, down the hall, down two flights of stairs, and Alphas and Bollesburg Fire Companies will be there, and Hawbakers will have a semi, and we've got about three or four other box trucks that will help us move the last of the stuff out.
And with the wrapping event, I know we still call it a wrapping event,
yes.
But it's really a sorting and
bagging and
figuring out event. Yeah. Talk a little bit about that and why the change there from the pandemic.
Well, I mean, since 1997 until the pandemic, everything was donated, the wrapping paper, the scissors, the tape, the labels, and invite the public open-ended. We've had as many as over 300 scouts and youth come out at a session. That kept us busy. and we ended up wrapping somewhere typically between 10 and 12,000 toys. But COVID hit. And even though it was late in the year of COVID, we were still restricted. We couldn't have more than 75 people. And so my wife, Donna, she said, hey, why don't we go and again, donated. And we had 13-gallon white bags, and on the bag is marked the age and gender of the child to match up with the food pantry's list. And we would put in four items per child, two for a grandchild where a grandparent may qualify, and then go and pre-position those by food pantry for the fire companies again to pick them up. Well, when the COVID abated, we then asked the food pantries, okay, you're ready for us to go back to wrapping? And we heard, well, they said, you're giving us the wrapping paper in bulk, and the parents now are more actively engaged, and we like it better this way. The only negative from my perspective is now I need to sort of monitor, because if we get more than about 75 people, we really run out of things to have them do.
Anything that we didn't ask you that you want to get out, either about the campaign, volunteer opportunities, particular needs, anything else that you wanted to get out here?
Probably the key thing is we have 3 weeks. 3 weeks from today, we'll be moving in to the Penn Stater. Navy ROTC will be providing a lot of the manpower. Army Reserve trucks, again, Hawbaker with a tractor trailer. And I've got three box trucks, one starting out in Pleasant Gap, one in Penns Valley, and one here in State College. And they'll be going around to about 40, 45 locations. Again, those companies that typically pretty much not really open to the public. And all that stuff moves into the Penn Stater, get it set up, and then Saturday morning, youth and scout troops start coming in.
Amazing.
So the old line, sooner rather than later, fits here. You folks would prefer people giving sooner rather than later.
Yeah. I mean, over the next week or so, I know I hear some of our folks that do go out and pick up that their family rooms start getting full of bags of toys. The Penn Stater will have space for us for storage starting November 30th. So, yeah, I mean, that would be a really good time, because by then, hey, our folks can go and move that stuff into those storage areas.
All right. Well, again, I'm still blown away at 250 points across the county that are collecting. That's unbelievable. How do people find these points?
Well, they should see these collection boxes, but otherwise, go to lamont-pa.toysfortots.org, and under Donate a Toy, you will see that list.
Okay, so it's listed on the website. So I want to find someplace close to where I live or something. I can find that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, many of the banks and all of the Mount Nittany physician group offices.
Yeah.
There's like 20 some of them that have them. So you shouldn't have to really go too far, but to see one of those collection boxes. And again, on those boxes, have a QR code that if wishing to go and make a monetary donation instead of going out and trying to find something, that works for us too. The one aspect about that, we always want folks to understand that the money we're collecting now, unless something really happens that we've got to dip into it, the money we're collecting now is what we're going to be spending by next August, beginning of September. What we spent already this year was from last year. So working forward, because have to purchase from those wholesalers before Christmas.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Gene, I should know this. Is there a box in this building that we're in? Is this a point?
I don't believe so.
Is it too late to make it a point?
It's not too late. We can make that happen.
Can you get us a box? I mean, we've got a big, like a common area here in our building. There's a bunch of businesses here in this building.
Yes.
We should have a box out in that common area.
I think we can make that happen.
Okay, let's do it. Mm. Very good.
Good thought.
All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming in. Now, real quick, you're wearing some Toys for Tots clothing right here. You're telling me that the Toys for Tot logo there, Walt Disney drew that.
He did.
I didn't know that.
On a napkin.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Okay. Folks, here's a chance to help out our neighbors in need. And I'll kind of echo something Jeff said. We keep hearing over and over, food banks, more need, more need, more need. Yeah. Gene, I'm thinking there's going to have to be more need when it comes to what you folks are doing.
Well, and the reach of Toys for Tots is going beyond Christmas. I mean, for 11 years now, they've had a literacy program and millions of books going to Title I schools. Another 225,000 approximately Native Americans. It's becoming much more of a year-round kind of thing and a holistic, as they say, thing. And at our kickoff breakfast a couple of years ago, I reported that we came up 10,000 children short. 10,000 short of 10 million children being served by Toys for Tots.
Wow.
Last year it was over 12 million. So it does continue to grow. And to me it's amazing. I went to the Toys for Tots coordinator conference, and it appeared as though at least a third of the coordinators were not prior military. I mean, you know, just people that they have to apply, background check, all that kind of stuff, and have to comply with all the requirements we have to do, reporting to the Toys for Tots Foundation. But it's really neat to see how many, quote-unquote, civilians are really doing this.
And, again, you'll take toys and supplies, maybe more accurately for
wrapping
kids
paper
of all ages. But yeah, I was going to say, are there other needs? Obviously, monetary donations would be certainly very welcome. But other needs, I think. Is there a group that supplies the blankets, or is that, or are they they're just individual donations as well? I don't know about
blankets.
Okay.
I mean, that's not well. Now, one of the things we do purchase are sleeping bags that seem to go really well for the older age kids, slumber parties, and that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. And so again, find one of those 250 or so locations, or go online and make a monetary donation. And Jane, as always, we appreciate the time and appreciate everything you're doing.
Well, thank you.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back. We've got open line time. Okay, that earlier caller can call back in. When we were in our sports, like, I know what he's going to talk about. And lots of other things in your calls, all right? Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
It's time for another live-action broadcast. Here's A.J. Roberts.
It's A.J. Roberts, and we are at the Giant location on the Benner Pike here in Bellefonte, just right off of I-99 at exit 78B. Stop on by. We're going to be here all throughout the day and collecting non-perishable canned goods to help the Faith Center in downtown Bellefonte. Faith Center is one of the participants helping folks in the Bellefonte area with food items during our kickoff of the Week of Giving here this week. Stop on by. We're going to be here till 5 o'clock today. You can also get signed up to win one of our great prizes that we're going to be giving away today, whether it be PA lottery tickets or a giant gift card, or you can also get signed up to win the Remington 700 rifle from Jordan Firearms. I'm AJ Roberts. We're on location with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Bellefonte.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
Join Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox as we kick off our week of giving on Friday, November 21st at the Bellefonte Giant Grocery Store on the Benner Pike. We will be collecting non-perishable food items and monetary donations that day for the Faith Center. Just another great way to help your neighbor. During November, The Fox will be asking you to stop in and sign up for our annual Remington 700 rifle giveaway from Jordan Firearms during our week of giving with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk on a Feeling Fine Football Friday edition. Jeff and Scott with you. Open phone time here in the final hour at 814-954-7266. That's 814-954-7266.
All right. Now you can call in. All right. I'm sure he's listening out there. Now you can call in.
814-954-7266. Anybody can call in on a Friday morning.
We're going to see if we're going to get one of those toys for tots boxes from Gene. We're going to put it, I call it a common area here in this big building. There's a whole bunch of businesses here in this building.
Yep.
And there's like a common area, which is right in the entrance. Perfect spot for people to just pop in. You know, have a toy. Put it in the box. All right. So we don't have that yet. Maybe next week we'll have that. We'll see. And see if we can help out Gene and the Nittany Leathernecks. All right. Those Marines. Got to be. Don't mess with those Marines. Okay?
No, sir.
Don't do it. Anyway. All right. What do we have here for a Friday? Well, there's a big football game tomorrow night. There's
a big one tonight.
Well, yes. Does State High have the advantage playing at Mansion Park since they've played there before? I'm going to assume Central Catholic hasn't. Now, I'm assuming this. So does that give State College any advantage because they've been on the field?
I mean, they played there last year, but...
Who? Central Catholic?
Two teams.
Oh, they've played before? Okay. So, I follow Penns Valley. I don't follow State College, all right? All right, we'll see. What time's the game tonight?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at Mansion Park. Yeah. All right. Last time I was at Mansion Park was a playoff game. It was really cold that night. I mean, really cold. Like bone chattering cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to warm up here for a couple of days. Might get a little rain. All right. If you go to the game tonight, probably, I don't know, parka or not a parka. What do you wear? Shoot, I'm blank.
A coat?
Poncho. Poncho.
A coat.
Well, yes, you should wear a coat.
I would wear a coat.
That would probably be wise.
Wintertime.
A poncho is what I was thinking about. All right, anyway. All right, let's see. What do we have? Well, here's something. Now, this went by quietly the other day, and it shouldn't have gone by quietly. I came across a story yesterday from Chalkbeat Philadelphia. Now, this is an online media outlet that covers education stories, and they cover them primarily for Philadelphia, all right? But you can get their stuff elsewhere. We finally got the new Pennsylvania budget. What the heck took so long? And there's a lot of stuff in that budget that probably didn't get a lot of publicity, including this thing. Although when I read this yesterday, I thought, good. And then I thought, okay, why? All right. I'm just going to go by the story here. Pennsylvania will require schools to adopt evidence-based reading curriculum by the 2027-28 school year. and institute new literacy instruction training for teachers. Okay. How many of these stories have we seen? You know, they do the reading tests every year. They do the math tests every year. We had the little blurb yesterday. Now, this was from California, where one out of eight college freshmen in California can't even do basic math, which is stunning. How did you graduate from high school if you can't do basic math? And the basic math problem I shared yesterday with my friend here, and he actually aced it. He did a really good job. 7 plus 2 equals blank plus 6. You got to fill in the blank.
I'm a math genius, so.
I mean. What's the answer?
You know, that's
7
the
plus 2 equals blank plus 6.
29 and a half.
No, that's not what you said yesterday.
33.621.
No, that's not what you said yesterday.
Well, I have pie in my
well,
mind.
I'm not going to lie. You're actually close.
I'm waiting for Thursday and the pumpkin pie. Let's make it happen, ladies and gentlemen.
You're actually close with the pie.
I am.
3.14159. No, it's 3, okay? And according to that story from California, what was it, 25% of the college freshmen couldn't figure out that problem. 7 plus 2 equals blank plus 6. It's like, yeah. Hello?
We have over half of the students like that that can't do it. We've got some real problems with math out there, kids.
Well, we also have problems with reading. All right? And this one, I just read this story. It actually made me angry yesterday. All right? I'm quoting from the story. Last year, test scores for Pennsylvania kids, all right? This is for fourth graders. Test score showed only 1 in 3 Pennsylvania fourth graders could read at a proficient level. Mm. Only 1 out of 3, which means 2 out of 3 are not cutting it. Why? I think some people with common sense, thank goodness, have stepped forward. Now, for those of us that are older, that would be your two hosts and probably a lot of you. You folks remember phonics? Remember phonics? All right? That's how we used to learn how to read.
I got a little obsessed with it. I was hooked, if you will, on those phonics.
Hooked on phonics.
Huh?
Very good. And it worked. Folks, phonics, all right? If that's a fancy term, you don't understand what it is. In the old days, that's how we learned how to read. So we have the letter C, C-A-T, cat. And that's how we learned how to read words, all the different letters and how each one sounded and all that sort of thing. And then you would kind of put it together. And then once you do that, you would start to put the words together, sentences, and all that sort of thing. What?
No.
What?
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
Cookie, yes. Cookie.
I learned.
Remember?
Letter C from Cookie Monster.
And we sounded out the words. Now, I'd have to go dig into statistics and so on. Folks, we didn't have these reading problems back when we were kids. Why? Because we learned it the right way. But then, again, I don't know what it was. I grew up in the 1970s, okay? I did. You're more of a 1980s guy.
That's all right? Right.
I grew up in the 70s.
We was just smarter back then.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
All right? Because there were some geniuses, and I use that term very loosely, back in the 1970s who had these now ridiculous ideas. All right, and if you know education, you know where I'm going here, right? Two things in particular I remember from the 1970s. We got away from phonics because some genius thought that, oh, we have better ways of doing this. And I think it was kind of called whole reading. You know, it was a whole new way to teach reading. It was a flop, and it has been a flop. And yet somehow we still have educational outlets following this flop. Although I think a lot of individual, especially reading teachers, elementary school and so on, I think they know phonics has always worked. We need to get back to phonics. So now this new state budget, evidence-based reading curriculum, all right, they want to, this is from the story, teaching students phonics and phonemic awareness, which research supports as being effective. Yes, it works. It always worked. Why on earth did we change? Here's another thing from the 1970s. Now, I remember this from when I was in school. Some genius, again, using that term loosely, came up with this idea, for schools, we need classrooms without doors. And I remember my junior high school, this is, we're going back to the mid-70s now, mid-70s. My school, where I lived, they built a junior high school, and all, pretty much all the classrooms had no doors. Does anybody else remember this? No doors. And the idea was, well, we need open, I don't know, maybe they threw around the word inclusive back then. We need open classrooms. Doors are not good. And they built these, I can remember my junior high school. If I walked into a classroom, there was no door. It was kind of wide open. And then other people would be walking to another classroom that was wide open. And then you'd walk into this one, which was open. No doors. Some genius thought, this is a great idea. And then later on, we started to realize, no, this was a stupid idea. Who came up with this dumb idea? And the education industry might wonder, well, gee, why is it the respect? I've got a poll here, all right? I was part of an event yesterday, and maybe I'll mention this later. Trust in public schools, if I assume this is accurate, trust in public schools right now is 29%. Well, gee, I wonder why. Because we have geniuses coming up with dumb ideas that don't work. Phonics, folks. And so this new state budget, they want to get back to phonics, something we should have never left in the first place. It's like whole milk. All right, Congressman Thompson's bill. Why on earth did we allow that to happen? All right, no more. Oh, can't have whole milk in schools. That's unhealthy. That's crap. It was total baloney by some ideologues who had no idea what they were talking about. So now, hopefully, soon, schools will be able to get whole milk back in school. I just, this drives me crazy. Now, the good news is we're going back to what works. All right, let's take a call.
We also got away from having the Pirates win World Series. That I think would help make
that's
America
been a few years
great again, like it was in the late right. 70s. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, you're stretching my memory, but I think the genius was John. Is it John Dewey?
This guy
was the father of modern education, pedagogy. And what's interesting about him, he was listened to by the Soviets and the Americans. And it was a revolt against what they called normal schools, which is the Pennsylvania state school system for teachers. And I guess it's kind of more for nurses and policemen now. But it was the normal is the Prussian model of education to kind of make an assembly line approach. So it's a deconstruction of education into courses. Unfortunately, the spin's got to kind of figure out how to put it all together. But, yeah, you're right that phonetics is effective for most, but not all. I was what they call a whole word learner. It wasn't the reading thing they did in the 70s. It was my mom beating my fingers when she flashcarded a word, and if I didn't get it right, I got the stick. And I learned how to read in like 60 days. I caught up with my peers in 60 days. So flashcard works, too, with mom beating you with the stick.
Okay, I'm not a big fan of the stick, but okay, I get it.
Well, the thing is, I grew up with these illiterate guys who went off to the workplace during the Depression and in the 20s and 30s. My dad was one. But he's a smart guy. You know, he's a decorated soldier in Korea. I knew how to, you know, take guys into the field of combat and into the workplace and get things done. And it was all oral history that was handed down from one guy to the next, from father to son. A lot of that knowledge has completely been lost because we live in a footloose society. And I guess that footlooseness started with things like the train and then the automobile. And in a weird way, here we are, sometimes three generations living together in a household again because economically can't afford to be separated. But they are separated. They're in different rooms on their phone, like I am right now. Now, actually, I don't know. It's weird stuff. So covering a lot of ground here. But, so it was a revolt against this kind of industrialized approach to education. Now, what you want to remember is if you go back prior to the Prussian model, we had this thing called, like, learn how to play the piano. Practice, 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 and then, you know, play a song. Prove you can do it after you've practiced. And that's how education, you were mentored. But, you know, the problem with mentoring is it's usually a small class size. And back in the day, you actually had to pay out of your own pocket. So, yeah. And then what's interesting, just to wrap it up, is AI doesn't work on phonetics. AI actually works on image recognition. So,
That's interesting. All right.
Do you recall the 70s reading class? The teacher wasn't allowed to critique you because that would hurt your ego. So everything in the 70s was about developing the ego, the pride of the student, you know, bring out that potential, that creativity. The point is you need both. You need a foundation. And from the foundation, then you can become creative. We got the cart ahead of our horse in the 70s, and I think we still are. We're so caught up in the kid's ego. Now, come on, let's start with some foundational. Then we'll talk about being creative. All right, leave that with you.
All right, very good.
All right, we appreciate the phone call. I blame Kevin Bacon for making us put this here.
Kevin Bacon's fault.
That's right.
Okay.
Blame Kevin Bacon.
Being a little footloose
for
here.
This country becoming footloose. I mean, come on.
Well,
are you Kevin Bacon?
Now, some people would just complain about bacon. All right. I don't know why. I like bacon.
Well, that's outrageous.
So there we go.
I am pro-bacon.
I am very pro-bacon.
You got to have something for that whole milk to wash down. I mean, come on.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Folks, I mean, what do you think? Here, the world of common sense. Phonics works. We should have never gotten rid of it. I remember when I was a little kid, we had to memorize the times tables. Now, do they still do that with kids today? My guess is probably no. We had to memorize the times tables, and then once you memorize them, and yes, it's a little over and over and over. Yeah, I get it. But once you memorized it, then you got it.
Well,
I don't think we stopped doing that a while back.
Same with math equations, and now we have the new math. I still can't figure out.
Yeah, new math.
Why in the world?
For goodness sakes. All right, let's take a break. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We're doing the talking. We'll get some of your talking when we come right back.
Also, you kids, get off of my lawn!
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
It's time for another live action broadcast. Here's AJ Roberts.
It's AJ Roberts, and we are at the Giant location on the Benner Pike here in Bellefonte, just right off of I-99. Stop on by. We're going to be here all throughout the day and collecting non-perishable canned goods to help the Faith Center in downtown Bellefonte. Faith Center is one of the participants helping folks in the Bellefonte area with food items during our kickoff of the Week of Giving here this week. Stop on by. We've got our big watermelon crate here, courtesy of Giant, and we are collecting the food items to help out with our friends at the Faith Center here in Bellefonte. Stop on by. We're going to be here till 5 o'clock today. You can also get signed up to win one of our great prizes that we're going to be giving away today. I'm AJ Roberts. We're on location with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long for primetime action on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 60. Each week, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call of great matchups, along with Mike Golic, senior and junior, in the studio. Don't miss out on the great NFL tradition that is Monday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
It's Let's Talk here on a Friday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open, and we love hearing from you as we head into the three-day party weekend, and we kick it off in style. 814-954-7266 gets you into the big show this morning.
Common sense, common sense, common sense. Could we please get back to some common sense? All right? Yes. Phonics works, always did, with kids. Why on earth did we change that? Why? Let's get back to that. We keep getting these terrible reports about kids can't read and they can't do math and somehow they get a high school diploma. Well, how on earth did that happen? And I don't know, at the elementary level, they're, and in not every case, but in a lot of cases, they're not getting the basics, the simple, common sense basics. How on earth did we get away from that? All right? So there's that. Then, of course, there's other stuff. All right? Big, if you follow news at all, you've seen this big play this week about this video that some Democrat members of Congress put together and then released. Apparently, either all or most of them, apparently former military, or they were, I don't know, they were in the CIA or they were in the FBI or they were in some, you know, governmental whatever. And they're now members of Congress, and they come out with this video trying to send a message to our military personnel, like our current active military personnel, that it's okay to disobey, quote, illegal orders. And there's a whole bunch of them with straight faces, names, if you follow politics, you recognize some of these people, with straight faces, all Democrats saying, all right, if you're a member of the military, you don't have to obey illegal orders. And they cut this video loose the other day. And I'm watching this the first time, I'm like, what the is this? Are you kidding? And these people allegedly are, quote, leaders? And I can understand some crazy person coming out with this sort of stuff. All right, internet's full of them. Call them, you know, influencers or whatever fancy terms they want to. These are standing members of Congress. Now, the illegal, first off, what's an illegal order? All right, we should get Gene back in here because he's Marine. All right, Scott here, I was never in the military, but I have half a brain and a little common sense. What is the purpose of this video? To try to get military members to directly disobey orders? Is that what they're trying to do? Folks, you realize what would happen if that happened? I mean, you want to talk about chaos. That would be true chaos. All right? Military has a definite chain of command. Now, you know, if you've got some, I don't know, crazy person, officer or something, okay, that's not what this situation is. And I'm assuming this has something to do with National Guard members being sent to some cities to try to crack down on crime and so on. We're not talking crazy stuff here. That's not crazy stuff. It really isn't. I realize some of you listening, you don't agree with it. Okay, fine. All right? That's fine. But it's not crazy. All right? They're trying to crack down on crime because some of our cities are rampant with crime. Wouldn't we like to crack down on that stuff? You know, get the bad guys, you know, find them, arrest them, you know, fewer murders, fewer shootings, fewer, you know, really bad crimes. Wouldn't everybody be in favor of this? Apparently, I don't know. Apparently the answer is no. I don't get, you know, it's like, first off, who came up with the idea for this video? There are some names floated. And again, what were these people thinking by releasing this video? It's a stupid video. I'm sorry. Come right out and say it. It's stupid. Now, Donald Trump is Donald Trump, and he has to weigh in, which, again, is not good, but he is who he is. I mean, the guy's a rampaging bull sometimes. And he comes out with his statement on social media, and he actually came out with two statements. Now, if he had just stopped with his first statement, okay, we get it. The president is the commander-in-chief. What on earth are these people doing with this crazy video? And these are elected officials. What on earth are they thinking? No, he has to come out with a second post. Well, he referred to this video and what these people said as, quote, seditious behavior punishable by death. Oh, boom! Now all of a sudden, we're not so much worried about the video anymore. Now everybody wants to pay attention to the word death. And I guess this came up at the White House yesterday from some reporter talking to the press secretary. Is the president asking for executions of members of Congress? Ugh, it's like, common sense! Do we have any out there inside the Beltway? Now all the attention's on Trump's offhand comment. Now, the press secretary has essentially said, well, no, although there's the statement. He put it right out there. So, again, we got a president who goes too far with something. If he had just kept his mouth closed, or no, his typing fingers, if he had just kept his typing fingers, like, in his pocket. I don't know. What do you think on all this? You're smirking over there. All right. I'd love to know who thought this was a good idea to produce and release this video. Inquiring minds want to know. I want to know whose idea that was, because it was unbelievably dumb.
Listen, to me, this is just a clear example that Trump derangement syndrome is a real thing. And this is all, Donald Trump, I am convinced now, could come out and say, listen, I don't think we should allow babies to drown in swimming pools. And I swear to God, there is a percentage of this country that would be like, we have to allow babies to drown in swimming pools. We will fight Donald Trump. It's like not everything that Donald Trump does. It's too much. It's not presidential. I don't like it. I'm with you 100%. I think if you put truth serum in a lot of Trump backers, they're like, I could do without some of the rhetoric. But also, a lot of the things, the actions that are taken, are really important, positive actions for this country. And, again, we can debate, and I think it's not an unreasonable debate to have, about how to go about and what the best way to go about making the streets more safe in some of these urban areas and creating less crime in those areas. But I would like to think that we could all get behind the idea, hey, yeah, it would be nice to have less crime in the cities. Be like, nice to have less crime everywhere, in particular violent crime. Like, I don't know why you would be against that. I also don't know why anybody would be against enforcing the laws of this country. Now, I have some concerns about, in some of these cases, I do think we, the American people, the American government, I think we're going too far in the way we are going about trying to clean some of these things up. Again, fair debate, fair to talk about, fair to say, man, I think we need to roll back a little bit here, or I think we need to reexamine this there. But in both cases, we just immediately go to the extremes. Trump will go to the rhetoric. And again, there is this faction in our government that it truly does not matter what it is. I was just reading an article. Man, the Democrats can hardly wait. If they get the White House back in 2028, they are going to rip down that ballroom. So, well, why the hell would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Like, that's just, well, we'll show Donald Trump. Okay. And also, beyond stupid. Like, it's just
common
sense. Every now and then, if something is already done, and now it's there, and it will be there, like, why? No, we will not use that for great purposes and allow others to come and enjoy it. Because it was Trump, and we'll show him. Okay. I mean, for the love of God, can we just a little bit of reason? And the answer is no. Again, the emotions just get so. I mean, you just say the name Trump, and viscerally, half of the country, well, probably about 40% of the country, yeah. And about 40%, oh, rah, 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 rah. And, you know, 20%.
Common but, sense.
Man, we just immediately go to our...
Common thoughts. Sense, folks. We need some people to get control of their emotions and have some common sense. The Democrats who made this video, unbelievably dumb. And I hope their constituents, where they're from, are letting them have it this week. I mean, just like, what were you thinking when you announced? And then Trump allows his emotions to get away with him. Death, he throws out. Oh, for goodness sakes. All right, no. I'm not, you know, seditious. That's very tenuous. These are some people that, again, somebody had a bright idea that was really dumb, and they ran with it. January 6th, again, people still argue about January 6th. All right, that was a coup. No, it was a several hundred people that allowed themselves to get out of control one day. That's it. That's all it was. Wasn't a coup, wasn't an overthrow. It was just people out of control. Folks, we got to get a grip on things here. This is nuts. Then we have, before we take a break, then we have this other story. All right, now this is, I'm going to say us. All right, have you seen this story? This guy was driving truck, apparently picked up, I think, in Kansas. This guy was from Uzbekistan. If I'm correct, I don't think he could speak English. I'm assuming he was an illegal immigrant. And we're talking like 18-wheeler, big truck. And somehow PennDOT, so that's us, PennDOT gave this guy a commercial driver's license so he could drive a tractor trailer across the country. He's listed in at least one story as an Uzbek terror suspect trucker. And somehow PennDOT gave this guy a commercial driver's license. Now, Governor Shapiro is being questioned heavily on this. Now, of course, he directly didn't do anything. This PennDOT did something. Trump administration says they're going to withhold maybe $75 million in federal funding until this issue gets handled. How did an illegal immigrant from Uzbekistan, who I believe can't speak English, how did he get a commercial driver's license from the state of Pennsylvania? Now, if Josh Shapiro actually runs for president here in a couple of years, a lot of folks think he will. He needs to get reelected governor first. That's next year. But if he does, folks, you're going to be hearing about this story over and over and over again. Republicans obviously are going to throw it in Shapiro's face. How on earth did this happen? Now, I'd like to get some answers from Harrisburg on this. Maybe, I don't know, Spotlight PA, our friends there, can do a story on this. Or, you know, some of the other statewide media outlets can do something with this. I want to know. Now, if it's this one guy, how many other people got these, you know, licenses when they shouldn't have? Are we in a full agreement they shouldn't? This guy should never
have gotten a driver's license to drive a putt-putt car, much less an 18-wheeler truck. Common sense. When did we abandon common sense? Let's take our break. When we come back, we'll have one more segment. If you want to chime in, I'm going to lighten up in the last segment to end a week. Something that has to do with the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready for this one?
I don't know.
I think it's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. I'm going to go find some common sense in the back room. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. The Fox. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
It's time for another live-action broadcast. Here's A.J. Roberts.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, as we are on location at the Giant grocery store here in Bellefonte. Manager Kevin Benage and his entire staff have opened up their store here to allow you to stop by and get some non-perishable food items to drop off to help make a difference for the Faith Center here in Bellefonte. You can either get a non-perishable food item, put it in the watermelon crate that's outside here, or you can also make a monetary donation, or you can drop off a gift card that would go to the Faith Center here in Bellefonte, where they will take those donations and utilize them to the best way possible to help our neighbors. Week of Giving going on now till 5 o'clock today with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Join Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox as we kick off our Week of Giving on Friday, November 21st at the Bellefonte Giant Grocery Store on the Benner Pike. We will be collecting non-perishable food items and monetary donations that day for the Faith Center. Just another great way to help your neighbor. During November, the Fox will be asking you to stop in and sign up for our annual Remington 700 rifle giveaway from Jordan Firearms during our Week of Giving with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports. I love Pittsburgh sports. We both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Wrapping up the week here on Let's Talk. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. After our program this morning, we'll join the Dan Patrick Show from 10 to noon, Joe Lednoski from noon to 2, and if we can get everything working the way it's supposed to, from 2 to 4, we'll have the Football Friday Frenzy with Jim Galati and Chris Buccanati and company. Should be a lot of fun. Then we're back to Fox Sports as we head into the three-day party weekend.
Don't tempt fate. Mm-hmm. Everything's actually been working today.
Today.
Don't tempt
so
fate.
Far, this is true.
Stop. Stop.
Did you see the big... So it's not just... we're not the only crazy ones. Did you see this story in Italy?
No.
A jar of... I'm going to read directly. This is... I don't even know where this story is from. NBC Palm Springs, for some reason, has this story. I'm just going to read the first two paragraphs. A jar of pale, creamy carbonara sauce sold inside a European Parliament market has stirred outrage in Italy, where traditional recipes hold deep cultural importance. The product, made in Belgium... was pulled from shelves after Italian officials criticized the recipe and its presence inside an institution that often works to protect European food traditions. Italy's agriculture minister, Francesco Lollobrigida, or something close to that, called for an immediate investigation. I'm within a syllable or two on the name, arguing that the sauce represents the broader problem of Italian-sounding food products.
Ooh. Because it came from Belgium.
SpaghettiOs is an Italian-sounding food product. Authentic carbonara relies on guanciale, or something like that. Pecorino and grana cheeses, egg yolk, and pepper. Critics say the Belgian version committed a culinary offense by using smoked pancetta instead of the guanciale.
They're very protective over there.
Very.
Outrage! The EU is the EU, but the individual companies or countries are very protective of their local stuff. So Belgium and Italy are part of the EU, but there's differences.
You get this Belgian carbonara sauce out of here!
Well, yeah.
Or else!
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
All right.
All right, we're lightening up here to end a week.
Are we?
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, I'm out and about, not doing free plugs here. They can buy advertising, all right? I stopped at a fast food place. Oh, I just got a drink. I was thirsty. I got a drink. So I get a large drink, all right? And I didn't notice this till I was done with the drink, all right? The Pittsburgh Penguins, our favorite hockey team.
The mighty Penguins,
pro hockey team.
We love the Penguins.
Is doing a promotion with this fast food restaurant. Now, you try to figure out which one. I don't care. We'll keep going. They're doing a promotion with this fast food restaurant chain. And I'm a bit of a marketing geek. I really am. I find it fascinating. You know, companies and businesses and so on, they're doing things for promotion, marketing. And the idea with promotion is you want to get yourself attention.
That's right.
And then hopefully change, you know, make that into a sale. You know, you sell something. Okay. That's the whole part of marketing, getting people's attention, getting them interested. So the Penguins are doing a promotion with this fast food chain. And, you know, a lot of promotions, frankly, are boring. Hey, stop by and get 10% off. Okay, that's whatever. That's nice. Kind of boring. But then when you do other things, all right, Sydney Sweeney and her jeans. That was a very interesting marketing campaign that worked in spades for American Eagle, the jeans maker. Big, big, big time. All right, good for them. Original, unique marketing. So I have this cup here. I kept my cup. All right. Mr. Ironhead, you're the bigger Penguins fan than I am. All right, you might want to try this.
Yeah.
All right, again, we're not going to mention the restaurant. You can figure it out on your own.
All right.
You can get a free sandwich. It's a sandwich with a name. All right, you can get a free sandwich. Now, you have to buy something. All right, you have to buy a drink or something. And then you can get a free sandwich when the Penguins, Pittsburgh Penguins, score a goal within the last 5 minutes of any game.
Ooh.
Now, I thought, okay, now that's unique. Penguins play tonight, right?
And
tomorrow. Right?
Yeah.
2 days. All right. So the idea is, and it doesn't say they have to win the game. The Penguins, if they score a goal in the last 5 minutes of a game, it says any game, you can get a free sandwich, this named sandwich, if you buy something else, a drink or, I don't know, something. Okay?
So it would be nice if they beat the Wild or Kraken, but as long as they score in the last 5 minutes, we can be happy folk.
With a free sandwich.
There you go.
Now, the bad news is, okay, here we go.
Oh, no.
You have to do it with their app. You have to get their app.
The app.
Okay? This is all about the app. And then when they have you signed up with their app, they have your email address. Well, guess what? They start sending you messages, special, 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 blah, blah, blah. And, of course, with the app, they do kind of keep track of when you use the app. Mm-hmm. Like you ordered this and you ordered this and you got your food in this restaurant or you got it over here. It's all about the data, folks. All right? But if you're willing to get this app from this restaurant chain and you're a Penguins fan, And now I'm assuming you can't do it anytime. You can't, like, in 2 weeks. Yeah, that game back on the 21st, Sidney Crosby scored in the last 5 minutes. I want my sandwich. I'm not sure it works that way. It might be, okay, you have to do it within, like, 24 hours
within
or something.
Within 5 minutes of the 5 minutes. Well, this is going to be tough.
But that's just a very unique marketing angle.
It is.
So people now are going to be watching Penguins games all the way to the end of the game to see if somebody scores so you get a free sandwich.
All right. If Penn State football scores Saturday, we'll be back and do a show Monday.
Okay. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Fox Sports.